AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Flooding across the upper Midwest continuing this week. ABC's Melissa Adan is near Mankato, Minnesota.
After days of relentless rain, the Rapidan Dam suffering damage from flooding Monday morning. Other parts of the state suffering from torrential rain. Volunteers in Waterville coming together to prepare sandbags. Many other states in the Midwest underwater, with at least one person dying in South Dakota.
The relentless heat wave still bearing down on much of the country. Millions under heat warnings or heat alerts again today. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange headed back to Australia. He has reached a deal with the Justice Department years after obtaining and then publishing classified government documents online. The first presidential debate of the 2024 election coming up on Thursday. Today is primary day across much of the country, including in New York. The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup. They beat the Edmonton Oilers last night 2-1 in Miami. This is ABC News. Closing arguments today in the trial of Karen Reed, accused of killing her boyfriend, Massachusetts police officer John O'Keefe.
Prosecutors argue after a night of drinking and fighting, January of 2022, Reed intentionally hit O'Keefe with her SUV and left him to die in the snow in Canton, Massachusetts. During the trial, lawyers showed text messages revealing possible trouble in their relationship, but the defense claims Reed is being framed in a police cover-up, saying O'Keefe was beaten and attacked by a dog inside the home of another Boston police officer.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Reed faces life in prison. Another tech company now in the crosshairs of European regulators, Microsoft, accused of breaking antitrust rules by bundling its Teams messaging platform with its Office platform. Fines could potentially hit the billions of dollars. And if you need a cup of coffee in the morning, it could be genetic. Researchers say they found a genetic variation that's linked to excessive coffee drinking. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee tourism had a historic year in 2023. Visitors spent over $2 billion in Milwaukee County. That's a quarter of Wisconsin's 2023 tourism profits. Visit Milwaukee President and CEO Peggy Williams-Smith held a press conference ahead of the Republican National Convention's arrival in the state's largest city.
We believe in economic development based on tourism. The more people we can bring in to go to shows at the Pabst across the way, or the Riverside, or the Symphony Center, or come to Summerfest, we know that that helps the entire community.
The RNC is expected to attract 50,000 visitors to the city of Milwaukee. The National Weather Service has confirmed 6 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin this past Saturday. Tornadoes formed during severe thunderstorms from warm, moist air. Higher temperatures and severe storms could be causing more tornadoes. We've had more than 30 so far this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers trailed the Texas Rangers 3-1, then got a 5-run rally started in the sixth, capped by a grand slam by the Brewers' Reese Hoskins on Valley Sports, Wisconsin.
His first home run since Philadelphia, and it was a big one.
The final, Milwaukee 6-3 over the Rangers. I asked Hoskins if he decided to swing at the first pitch or just react to the ball.
Just trying to get something up. regardless of, you know, first pitch or not, just really trying to be ready to hit. Yeah, I think just the situation called for something up, and just happy to not miss it.
NFL, the Packers got the green light to build a third locker room to house teams when Lambeau Field hosts soccer games or college football. It's because the Packers will not allow visiting teams to use their locker room, even in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm with a high near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 62. Mostly sunny and 80 for Wednesday. A touch cooler Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms return. We'll see a high near 80.
Right now, it's 74.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time where our friend and executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, is in for a Tuesday tangent to talk about the upcoming presidential debate, weather, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Peach Bob.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. You all okay right over there, weather boy?
Oh, yeah. How about it? It's going to be hot and humid today. 87 for high.
Yeah.
We're done with all the storms around here. They're moving out and moving over toward Milwaukee and out into the lake. Right now, 76 degrees.
It looked bad this morning.
It did.
It's starting to roll out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's starting to look better.
Yeah, brighten up a little bit.
Okay, why don't we brighten everything up with Media World? It's always fun to get into Media World,
yeah,
is it not?
Oh boy, especially these days.
Yeah, there's a lot of technology, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of news in the entertainment business. Let's check this out.
Okay.
We're dizzy after this picture of an eggplant graced our screen. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they keep sending them. Yeah. We keep looking at them. Well, yeah.
Well put.
We're still, taking your suggestions for our AI jingle of the day. And, we got some new words people are throwing in. Media World is one of them.
Yeah,
Johnny
absolutely.
At the movies. We got that coming up, too. And the weather balls, the lottery balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And weather roulette wheel.
Right now, let's talk a little Media World.
Yes, let's get into the Media World.
Saturday Night Live boss Lorne Michaels has opened up about a variety of topics, including how talent on the long-running show have dealt with fame.
Mm,
yeah.
That's a...
Michaels, in a rare interview with the New York Times, said that some stars from the NBC series struggle to deal with the spotlight.
Well, sure.
You think?
Yeah.
We've seen some disasters.
Mm.
No one can handle the fame, he told the paper. Generally, we're more tolerant of it. But, people are going to turn into a-holes because it's just part of that process because no one grew up that way. Isn't that an interesting perspective? Nobody grew up
that way.
As a success, as an overnight sensation. Mm-hmm. So people are finding it very difficult to deal with that change.
Well, You know, they've had, you know, Saturday Night Live's been on, what, 40-plus years? Something like that?
Long
45
time.
Years?
Yeah,
something.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And so they've had a lot of people come through there.
They have.
And you're right. I mean, he's right. You know, they get famous on Saturday Night Live, and then they get into the movies.
Yeah.
And then they get into super fame territory, some of them. And they don't handle it well, a lot of them.
A lot of them haven't. Yeah. No. One guy we thought would crash and burn was Pete Davidson.
Well, I think he had his moments, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, now he's like a movie star.
He's okay.
And,
he's fine. He's a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And so he had a lot of experience before he got on there. Yeah, what about anything else on Pete Davidson?
No, yeah. I thought I'd bring that up as a person that we were all watching. Mm. But turned out okay.
Yeah.
After all.
Of course, Belushi, you know, you got to talk about that.
Yeah.
That was tragic.
Yeah.
Awful. But, and there have been many stars that have come and gone. It's what is it about the fame? It just can't handle it. The money, the fame, and then they get isolated. They get too famous. They can't go out. They can't go anywhere without somebody, you know, getting in their face about something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the drugs.
Sad. Yeah. That's a big part of it.
All right. Now let's go on to.
It was kind of a downer story, wasn't it?
Now it turned into that.
No happy ending on that, apparently. Can't put lipstick on a pig. Thank you, Sarah Palin.
Well, this isn't really good news. The Stanford Internet Observatory, which published some of the most influential analysis of the spread of false information on social media during elections, has shed most of its staff and may shut down amid political and legal attacks that have cast a pall on efforts to study online misinformation. So because of their reporting, they're being attacked by politicians. Get this, two ongoing lawsuits and two congressional inquiries into the observatory have cost Stanford millions of dollars in legal fees. So they'll shut them down by
that's it.
Suing them and making them go to court, spending money on attorneys. Students and scholars say that they have been worn down by online attacks and harassment as legislators threaten to cut federal funding to the universities studying the propaganda.
Oh, boy.
There you go. We've seen that in this state.
Yes,
if you don't toe the line the Republicans want you to toe, then they're cutting funding.
That's it.
Stanford's Cyber Policy Center is absorbing this program. So somebody will kind of pick up the ball, but this is scary stuff. The government actually suing a university to stop looking into misinformation online. You can't get any worse than that.
Jeez.
Wow. Okay. Now that is censorship, and that is what you could call it woke from the right wing.
Yeah, you could call it.
All right. And this is a weird one. This is a weird story, I thought.
Weird?
Yeah. Helen Makira has always wanted a dog, but the Prohibition-era home she has been living in since 1945 isn't safe for a pet. Her childhood dream of owning a dog finally came true a couple of years ago when Helen was in her late 90s. Today, at 101 years old, Helen says she's grateful for her robotic dog that she that she has affectionately named Friendly. It's Friendly. It looks awful.
She got a robotic dog. She's 101, and she has a robotic dog. Okay.
It looks like a shredder, but don't worry, it's Friendly.
It's okay.
It was one of the early versions of a pet. Mm. Friendly is battery-powered and resembles a golden retriever puppy.
Okay.
He is one of 31,500 robotic pets already given away by the New York State Office for Aging.
No kidding.
You go. Yes.
How many?
31,500.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
For people that want a robotic pets.
Yes. Older
folks.
This sounds Terminator-ish, doesn't it? All of a sudden, these dogs will be coming back from the future. Trying to attack their previous owners.
Oh, that's wild. By the way, we're getting worried. Texts. Cracking me up.
The pup barks, turns his head, and raises his paw.
Importantly. Yeah?
Importantly, he does not run out the door.
Oh, I was
onto the busy street.
I thought you were going to say he raises his leg.
Oh, no.
Okay, that doesn't happen with a robotic dog.
Well,
they don't have that
problem. Critics may argue robotic pets are bot sourcing or outsourcing human connections.
Bot-sourcing.
But they're not. They're just robots.
Okay.
Hey, could you strange... cut 126? Cut 126.
Sure.
I have a story on this.
Somebody said something about Pete Davidson.
Oh, yeah. Rumor has it that Pete Davidson has a substantial eggplant. That is true. Okay. I've heard that myself.
Have you, really?
Yeah. So why don't we play this? This is Robotic Pets for Seniors right here. Listen to this.
What do you think? How much is that doggy in the window?
My dog is friendly. Well, he's very obedient. He's very good. He gets along with other dogs that come in the house, even though the other dogs want to bite his ears off.
Because social contact is considered so essential to survival, that loneliness is this survival mechanism in a way that is kind of like a homeostatic mechanism.
Pet her, Mom. Oh, she's purring.
They are good company. You don't have to take them out. You don't have to give them a bath every week. You don't have to scrub their ear or anything. And I recommend that every home should have one.
Okay. A big endorsement there.
Yeah.
Wow.
From seniors themselves. I thought it was kind of a heartwarming story until somebody texted another picture of
an older woman
with a maniacal
robotic something or other.
It's like the Terminator, but with teeth.
Yeah.
Like shark teeth.
I guess it's supposed to be a dog, maybe. Wow. Or some bizarre...
They both look like they're on the attack.
It's wild.
That's pretty crazy stuff. Okay. Anyway, not bad, huh? I mean, who knew that there were like 31,500 robotic dogs in New York City?
New York?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Now,
they don't have to take them for walks or anything. They're just...
Right.
They just stay at home and you're...
You'd think that they'd be able
companions.
To protect
good
the pick. Person in their apartments.
Yeah. That would be a good idea. Yeah.
So 31,500 protective dog robots.
Yeah. Who provided those robots? I mean, was that part of the city?
New York State Office for Aging.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I've never heard of that kind of thing as a companion.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you know,
what?
I want to mention this because, you know, there are a lot of weird festivals going on this time of year. We usually cover the normal one. But UFO Days is coming up in Elmwood, Wisconsin, July 26th, starts tomorrow and goes through the 28th.
They take that stuff seriously.
They do. The festival is so intriguing. This UFO Days, such a thing that the New York Times wrote about it last year. The location is no happy accident, it says. During the 1970s, several UFO sightings were reported. Where is Elmwood, Wisconsin?
I don't know.
We'll have to GPS that. Included in the family-friendly fun are UFO sighting bus tours and guest speakers who talk about such things alien. We'll have to see if we can get hold of Greg Sisko, our UFO guy. Maybe he knows something about it. He has a place over in Lake Geneva. Really? So
Maybe they have an alien farmer's market there.
Maybe. Alien farmer's market. Why not?
With funny looking eggplants.
Okay. We're still taking your suggestions for our John and Gordy jingle of the day.
Yes.
Yeah. So send in those phrases and keywords.
And that's it for Media World.
All right. Coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show for a Tuesday morning. Good morning, everybody.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is my judge thing?
Yeah. It's from King of the Hill,
King
right?
Of the Hill. King of the Hill.
Yeah. That's
good stuff. Good stuff.
Wow. All right. That's we're being compared to that now.
Fine. Fine. That's good, isn't it?
Stand out in the street with a beer.
We welcome our chief meteorologist for the John and Gordy Show. It's time for Brittany Merlot's Spotlight Weather.
Yeah, she's been right about everything.
Can we stand out on the sidewalk and drink wine then?
Yeah, we can.
A little bit of the mix.
Yes.
Some Merlot. Yes.
Merlot in the morning.
That's it.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. How you doing there, Brittany? You survived the storms okay?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm tired. Mine hit, about 2 o'clock in the morning. So yeah. My sleep schedule has been thrown off, but it was pretty fun. It was a good light show, tons of lightning, high winds, some small hail, heavy downpours, the whole jazz, but there is some flooding up north, high winds, some people got 70 miles per hour. There was a tornado warning in Shawano, but you guys got nothing, huh?
Yeah, nothing at all.
Missed us. We had quite a light show in the early evening. I mean, it was getting pretty crazy then, and some heavy downpours and thunder and lightning. And
Brittany, I've got a story for you. Gordy's over here. He doesn't like to be called a weatherman anymore. He's kind of discounting all those years, all that experience. He doesn't want to be remembered as the weather guy, weather boy. Yeah. But so what did he do? Just like you, he set his alarm clock for 2 a.m. this morning so he could check out the storms.
I did want to
seriously
see it.
Just like
it
you.
It never leaves. Uh-huh. Yep.
And it was nothing. I went back to sleep. That was it. But yeah, you're right. It is inside. Yeah,
it is. I can't let it go.
I can't get
Once
rid of it.
Once a weather nerd, always a weather nerd.
Yeah, I do love to see the storms rolling in. I watched some of that, early evening last night. It was lots of different types of cloud formations going on. And fast moving clouds and tons of lightning. Just tons of it. Yeah,
and the thunder rolling. That's why I grew up loving the Garth Brooks song, just because I wanted to hear the thunder roll. So last night, I had to wake up just to hear my thunder rolling.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, there was a lot of that last night. A lot of the thunder. Anyway,
that's my favorite part of summer. So, now we get hot today. Near 90.
Hot and humid still.
Yeah.
When's the humidity going to get out of here?
Tomorrow. Actually, this afternoon, I think, by this afternoon, once those winds really start shifting out of the north, you're going to feel much more comfortable. Tomorrow's highs, about 80 degrees. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, Sunday, highs of low 70s. Oh, so we're really cooling down as we push towards the weekend.
Yeah.
I tell you, the farmers are crying the blues, though. They're just too much rain. They cannot, a lot of crops are already that's it for this year.
Yes.
Yeah, it's awful for the farmers. Right.
I was looking at the crop report and the hay, the alfalfa hay. We haven't had dry days. How are they going to be harvesting this? And the first harvest was good, but the second one, they're behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that hay is just laying down now. It's just been beat down, and it's hard to harvest that when it's like that, from what I understand.
That's right.
I was watching Pam Yonke yesterday, and she's the farm expert. And boy, she was just, there are no crops really that are doing well in Wisconsin.
Yeah, too much rain.
She's hearing.
Too much climate change.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what you could do? You could strawberry pick up in Lincoln County. That's the one good thing. Come up north by me. Get some strawberries.
Oh, yes.
Do you like to do that? Go strawberry picking?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's so relaxing outside in nature, you know.
I hear those strawberries just covered with ticks.
What? What are you talking about?
No, I'm kidding.
And soon mosquitoes.
I'm kidding.
Mosquitoes. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if mosquitoes were sensitive to heat? Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's probably going to be tons of mosquitoes.
Yeah, this is going to be bad.
Absolutely. So if you have any standing water, try to get rid of it now because they're going to be laying their eggs in all of that. Wow. So by the 4th of July, perfect timing. Mass amounts.
Boy.
Well, my dog pool is standing water. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she likes it. All right. Well.
So things today, hot and humid, and then it gets a little nicer the rest of the week?
Basically. I mean, you have a small shot of some showers and storms this evening and into the overnight, but nothing strong to severe. Just a little bit more rain. Go figure.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. No problem.
Can't get rid of them. All right.
Thank you, Brittany. Will you enjoy the rest of your day?
All right. You too.
All right. Thank you. That's Brittany Merlot.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Okay. What can you say? I mean, see, you're right. She got up in the middle of the night because of the wind, and she was monitoring all the wind and the rain and the thunderstorms. And
it's in your blood.
It is. I can't get rid of it. I need a blood transfusion. I guess. I don't know.
Well, why not?
But
right?
it is a light show. You know, when the weather gets crazy, it is fascinating to watch it, you know, roll through. Okay. What else is going on? Hey, the Mile of Music is happening in Appleton August 1st through the 4th. Yes. These are another one of these just odd festivals. Imagine 200 bands. 200 bands at this. I bet Rocker knows all about this. Musical artists over 4 days. It's the Mile of Music in Appleton August 1st through the 4th. An outdoor stage that stretches a mile long with 40 venues. Can you imagine? Best part of this festival, completely free to attend. You won't hear any cover songs. All the artists have to play original tunes.
Yeah, that's the best way to go.
Yeah.
That's why it's a music festival.
Well, that's it.
Not a cover song festival.
Of course, Summerfest is, you know, happening. Three weekends this time of year. I mean, they've split that up into three weekends.
I kind of like the festival that's listed just below that.
The Racine Cardboard Boat Race. This is always fun.
The Cardboard Boat Race. Now, how is that possible?
Sam, see if you can sneak your styrofoam boat in.
No, I tried to build a boat out of cardboard.
Did you really?
Well, out of orange juice cartons, I tried to glue them together into something that would float.
Wow.
Yeah, how'd that work? did it happen?
My parents threw it out before I could collect enough.
Wow. Yeah, they were afraid of that.
Yeah.
Well, the Racine Cardboard Boat Race takes place August 3rd. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been curious about how primitive a device you need to float down a river, attending this festival will clear all of that up. It's a one-day race launched in 2013. They've been doing this a long time, since 2013. Near the Harbor Light Yacht Club. That's where they do this. They got nothing else to do in Racine. Why not do a cardboard boat race?
But cardboard turns into mush once it gets
you
wet.
You would think, yeah. you have to build those boats totally out of cardboard.
Just covered in packing tape or something?
Here's the kicker. They build them that morning of the race.
Oh,
you can't build them in advance. You have to build them that morning. That's got
to
be a challenge.
Better bring a bucket aboard to bail yourself out.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, wow.
What a frustrating event.
The Racine Cardboard Boat
Race. You build
race.
The boat that day.
That morning.
You take it out in the water and it turns into mush.
And then you're drowning.
And then you celebrate.
Yeah.
What is wrong with those people? They have a lot of time on their hands in Racine.
That's it.
All right.
Well. Not to butt in here, but so.
What do we got?
Greg and Todd, the other producers of the other two morning shows, on right now.
Yeah.
They apparently can see all of our text line and they have no idea what is going on with all of the eggplants and the demon dogs.
Why are they looking at our text line? They got their own text line.
It's I think they can't look away.
Can we see theirs?
It's like the accident. Yeah. Oh no, there's a grandma in a box.
Okay.
A cardboard box. With a robot dog.
We're going to find out the results of our AI jingle here coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Communication is not something to be taken for granted. That's especially true if you're a farming operation that employs immigrant labor. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in agribusiness news on a Tuesday. We are discovering more challenges that some of those farms are facing thanks to work done by ProPublica. Melissa Sanchez is one of the reporters that's been gathering information across the state on how something as simple as communication can turn into something very complicated.
So one of the ways that we started this reporting is by requesting from law enforcement all over the state records on when they respond to 911 calls on farms to get a sense of what is happening, what are the problems that we might not know about from the outside. But I was shocked to discover over and over, you know, deputies would show up on these farms all over the state and be unable to communicate with the workers. And we know that in rural parts of the state, cell phone reception can be very awful. And so they might be trying to communicate using Google, like a Google Translate, which is what farmers also have to do with their workers. But that doesn't always work with the reception.
Melissa Sanchez, she's one of the reporters with ProPublica that's been doing some investigation across the state on different challenges that agribusinesses and farms are facing in dealing with their immigrant labor. Now they've made resources available in both English and Spanish to try to help bridge that communication gap. You can find those free resources online, propublica.org.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer a competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And today, there should be some good news coming for some of our dairy businesses in Wisconsin. USDA Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt is going to be visiting Decatur Dairy in Broadhead to announce $12 million of investment through the Dairy Business Innovation Initiatives Grant Program. Those monies will be distributed around agribusinesses all across the Upper Midwest. Follow Midwest Farm Report on Facebook for the latest. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm with a high near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 62. Mostly sunny and 80 for Wednesday. A touch cooler Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms return. We'll see a high near 80.
It's 76 at our studios.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazywolflounge.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a totalitarian Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We prepare for a presidential debate, most important in your lifetime.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
A
Stephanie Miller here, inviting you to listen to my show right after John and Gordy. It is like cleanup every morning here. A mess they make right here on Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX Madison.
There you go.
Thanks, Stephanie, for that ringing endorsement. We appreciate it.
That was so much fun meeting them.
Yeah, hanging out with
them.
And
doing that program. It's just, I just love that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Coming up at 8 o'clock.
Still doing the tour.
That's right.
Sexy Liberal Tour.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
They're having a good time out
great
there on the road.
Too.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's time maybe to go to the movies and
you
find out
so?
What happened over the weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't we do that?
All
Let's
right.
check that out.
Okay.
And now, here's that master of the cinematic arts, Mr.
John Peterson.
The passion, the pathos, the honesty, the despair.
I'm back again, folks.
Never before have the torments of movie critics been so vividly portrayed.
One ticket or two, sir?
What?
A whole
two?
Bunch of them.
Yeah,
just give me a
of
handful.
Tickets. All right.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. The indie box office roared to life this weekend as Thelma from Magnolia Pictures saw a hefty $2.2 million at about 1,200 screens.
Wow.
And Sam went to that movie.
Sam?
I did, yeah.
You enjoyed the
I
movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a 93-year-old star of the movie.
Okay.
And she's a success. It's funny. It's June Squibb. That's her name. And she plays a feisty grandma duped by a phone scammer pretending to be her grandson. And she sets out across the city to get that money back. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to cue stuff at the same
all
time.
Right, I know.
Okay,
I know.
You're good.
All right. Okay, we're going to go and see what happened at the movies this last weekend and take a look at the top five. Let's check it out. From Marcus Theaters.
Well, at number five, it was Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It brought in $3.6 million in its seventh week of release. Also bringing in $3.6 million was the Garfield movie, coming in at number four. And number three was the newcomer, The Bike Riders. In its first week of release, it brought in $10 million for Focus Features. And now the top two movies were the same as last weekend. However, the real story is the success of both of these stellar titles. Bad Boys Ride or Die continued a smooth ride with $19.8 million, and it is now over $150 million total domestically. And at number one for the second week in a row, by a long shot, was Inside Out 2. Inside Out 2 took in $100 million. That makes it only the seventh movie of all time and the first animated movie to bring in $100 million in its second week of release. Inside Out 2 is now up over $355 million in week two. Expect this movie to continue to please audiences of all ages. And now there's even talk that it might be the biggest summer movie release of 2024. If you haven't seen Inside Out 2, go check it out this weekend. Also, be prepared for two other great movies that are opening up, including A Quiet Place Day One and Horizon American Saga Chapter One, directed by Kevin Costner. It's a great time to go see a movie. Go plan your escape today.
All right. I'm waiting for Wolverine and Deadpool, actually. I think that's going to be the big movie for the summer. But why don't we check out the upcoming movies here for Marcus Theaters. Let's listen.
Okay.
Well, we have two movies opening up this weekend. The first is Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1. From producer, director, and star of the movie, Kevin Costner, this is a Western about a 15-year span of pre- and post-Civil War expansion and the settlement of the American West. Chapter 1 is being released this weekend, and Chapter 2 is being released in August. The next movie is A Quiet Place Day One. When New York City comes under the attack of an alien invasion, people soon learn that they must remain absolutely silent as these mysterious creatures are drawn to the slightest sounds. This movie takes place in a timeline before the popular movies A Quiet Place and A Quiet Place Part Two. There is so much to see at the movies this weekend. Go check out one of these new movies or a great movie like Inside Out 2 this weekend. We'll see you at the movies.
Yeah, one of the best theaters. Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Marcus Theaters, always the best. Great
they
seats.
Do a terrific job.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm going
sound
tonight.
Is excellent. Are you? What are you going to see tonight?
Actually, this afternoon, you know, it's their special Tuesday where they have $6 tickets
okay.
for all the movies. And we're going to be watching Furiosa. Furiosa Mad Max.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're going to watch that. We watched Thunder Road a little while back at home from our computer. I don't know how we got the movie, but
it's a special trick.
It appeared on the screen and we watched it.
Okay. So, and Sam went to see, you went to see Thelma, right?
Yeah.
You liked that?
I did. Yeah? It's a funny movie.
Is it?
Okay. And it also, I haven't watched a lot of movies that deal with aging and getting old, but I think it dealt
watch
with
this movie every morning right in front of you.
My life is a movie. Yeah, yeah. I liked it for how it dealt with aging and getting old also.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything about aging that you didn't know before?
I know that old people fall down.
It's our worst fear.
I don't have to worry about that quite yet.
Well, I mean, you know, this is an actress in her 90s.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wow.
That is just an amazing thing.
Hmm. I have to check that one out.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that sounds like
fun, doesn't it? She did a good job. Sophia remarked that the dialogue was written and performed very realistically. There's a number of family arguments in it as grandma has gone missing and they're trying to find her. It's this family arguing with each other and... That and all the old people in like the old folks' home, how they interact with each other is funny and realistic.
Okay,
well, that's cool. Yeah,
big thumbs up. All right,
I want to get to something here. It's related to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
and that is that the Daily Show's Jon Stewart is going to host live shows.
Oh,
on the whole deal. He'll broadcast live from Milwaukee on Thursday, July 18th.
Okay.
And then he's going down to Chicago on Thursday, August 22nd for the Democratic Convention there. So he'll be broadcasting from the Marcus Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee during the RNC.
Excellent. Wow, that's great news.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to watch. His coverage?
Yeah. It should be. My God, what could happen,
live?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh. And the thing is, they're wondering if Trump will actually show up.
To the convention?
To the convention.
That's nominating?
His nominating convention.
Why wouldn't he show? Well, because he called Milwaukee a horrible city.
A horrible city first.
Yeah.
And he's actually questioned whether he's going to show up.
Yeah.
He's actually said that.
Yeah.
He also might be in prison, and they'll have a monitor, of course, you know, in prison, so he can broadcast from there. We hope.
Behind bars.
We're hoping.
Wow.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
And now, of course, we're watching CNN here in the studio a little bit. We're kind of keeping our eye on the latest news.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everybody's wondering, is he going to show up for the debate?
Yeah, he might skip it, huh? He might just pull a
last
minute.
What kind of candidate is this?
I don't know.
How do you get away with this stuff?
Exactly.
I might be at the convention.
I might not show up.
I might be at the debate.
I could skip it.
What the
hell?
Why
would I need to? Well, you know, he knows he's already the nominee, so why even do it? Why even show up?
See, you don't have to try if you've got people who will just believe in you no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do anything you want. You can go golfing all the time. You can have the Heritage Foundation do everything for you in the administration with Project 2025.
If he skips the debate, we got a text here. It says this. If Trump skips the debate, what will his excuse be? How will he blame Biden?
You know,
how will he blame Biden?
Right.
He's trying to get Biden to take a drug test again. Before the debate. He says if Biden will do it, then he'll do it.
Trump's people mentioned a specific drug.
Yeah.
And so somebody went out and looked at the drug list that was used in the White House during the Trump administration and the drug orders and the drug use there. And that drug was highly in demand.
Hmm.
So it seems like maybe, you know, again, projection.
Yeah,
I think that's the drug that was used. I want to play a cut...
Okay.
Let's see here. What do we got?
Which one is it?
It is. Trump said. Why have I not?
Got to get your glasses checked.
You know what? I don't have. Yeah.
Really
I think
can't
something
find it?
Happened here. Oh, my God. I had this cut. It is perfect for
what
this.
What was it about? I can do some digging.
So, you know, we'll be happy to help you out.
We're digging
there.
A big hole here.
See, I am digging a big hole. Well, let's forget that.
Way to build anticipation.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, let's get back to our AI jingle of the day. Where are we on that? Can we listen to it?
We generated one. Well, two versions based on one set of words. Okay. I haven't listened to either of them yet.
All right, great. Well, you want to play one of them now?
Sure.
Why not?
Why don't we play it?
Okay,
all
please.
Right, let's play this thing.
It's called the Morning Show Extravaganza.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear it.
John and Gordy on the air. Morning show with such a flair. Eggplants might be odd, but hey, family fun throughout the day.
Yes, eggplants.
Angry Johnny lost his cool. Talk of hats and movie wheels. Caution flags, no jokes too cruel. Laughter spins like weather wheels. Magus Frey and Madison Beer. Johnny rants and we all cheer.
Seems like its rhyming is getting worse and worse.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that didn't quite.
No, it didn't make the cut. Didn't
work. Do we try the other version?
Yeah, yes. let's hear this one.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, we're back to bluegrass.
John and Gordy on the air. Born show was such a flair. Eggplants might be all but hate. Family fun throughout the day. Johnny lost his cool. Talk of hats and movie reels. Caution flags, no jokes too cruel. Laughter spins like weather wheels.
Okay, so that's the same lyrics.
That's too bad. Yeah, it's too fast to even understand it.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Boy, right. Oh boy.
That's the only two made today?
That's what happens with AI. Depend on them.
Can you make a different version of that or not? Is it too... Are you out of versions
for
the
day? What do you want me to change?
I don't know. We've thought about a jazz genres, one or a swing one.
Jazz would be kind
jazz
of cool.
Or swing.
See what they could do with jazz.
I'll change bluegrass to jazz and see what it spits out.
Okay.
All right. Are there any lyrics in there that we want to change a little bit? You know, we've been getting a lot of suggestions here.
Let's take a phone call here. All right. Let's go to the John and Gordy hotline.
All right.
See who's on the line.
Dick on the line.
There we go.
All right.
Good morning, Dick.
It sounded kind of like the Darlins from the Andy Griffith Show.
Darlins.
That's right.
if you had Denver Pyle playing the jug along there, you'd do something just like it. Yeah. I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out with Trump. If Dr. Jackson's talking about this drug test again, I thought it was Johnson. Or is it Jackson? Or is it back to Jackson or Johnson? Or
I thought he did. The doctor, I thought, was Johnson.
I don't remember.
There's so many people named Johnson that are Republican that I'm confused now.
Right. I think it's actually Jackson, but a week ago he referred to him the wrong way.
Yes.
So now he's back to at least the right doctor.
Right.
Give him a little credit.
Right, and he's the one who mentioned the drug that they specifically are looking for Biden to use. And then, of course, they came up with a list of all the drugs that were ordered and used at the White House during the Trump administration. And guess who was probably taking all of them? They said that that drug ended up being, you know, three or four times more than any of the other drugs.
Is that right?
Yeah. So somebody was addicted to it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dick, thank you for that call.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yep. I know what I was trying to think of.
Okay.
You know, I
came back to you.
I had brain freeze, man. I just lost it. You know, it occurred to me,
yeah.
and it's not on the list.
Okay.
But it's a bit from John Oliver.
Oh.
He has a show.
Sure.
And it's about Project 2025, and I want to play it in our next break. We have time for it that point. We don't have time for it right now.
All right, well... We'll have that coming up.
It's a great piece.
And we'll also get in one more version of our AI John and Gordy jingle of the day. So that's coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Get ready to sing along.
Oh, boy.
Your You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Let me tell you about my hometown. It's the capital of the state. I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. Big M-A-D-I-S-O-N. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown.
All right.
Okay.
Nice tune, and it kind of leads us into a little preview of the jazz style John and Gordy theme that we haven't even listened to yet.
No, we're going to
Check it out live here. Live. Do it live.
Absolutely.
Let's get our impression immediately what it's all about. Let's check it out.
Welcome to the morning where the jazz always swings. With Johnny and Gordy, these guys are kings. Ed Clanton's studio is quite the fun. A family show till the day is done. Johnny at the movies talking box office gold. While Gordy's in the corner with wisdom untold. Weather balls dancing in a forecast way. It's an extravaganza to start your day. Oh, Johnny's angry, you better be aware. Talking about the news with a passionate flair. Madison, they babble from the MacPad bar. Destroying MAGA in the radio star. Big laughs.
Wow. I kind of like that one.
That's not bad. I've listened to it a few times.
Yeah, it's different, though.
Yeah, it is. I like the jazz idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that one's a keeper.
All right. Yeah. Let's.
You want to hear version two of
the... Yes. Oh, sure.
Yeah, then we get two versions.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
Welcome to the morning where the jazz always swings. With Johnny and Gordy, these guys are kings. Eggplant in the studio is quite the fun. A family show till the day is done. Johnny at the movies talking box office gold. While Gordy's in the corner with wisdom untold. Where the ball's dancing in a forecast way. It's an extravaganza to start your day. Oh, Johnny's angry, you better beware. Talking about the news with a passionate flair. Madison, they bellow from the map.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Both of those are pretty good. I like the jazz swing thing. I think it works.
Yeah.
I hear the lyrics a lot better. It's,
I think, you know what, the secret little thing about AI
is
that it suddenly makes your expectation level a little bit lower. And your acceptance of mediocrity high.
Odd lyrics that don't necessarily rhyme, but maybe are pushing it.
Kind of lowers the bar. But, you know, I like those, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's get to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver talking about Project 2025. You got queued up there? All right. Let's check it out.
I think, well, okay, Trump's making big, scary promises, but he did that in 2016, too, and he broke a lot of them. That is true, although he did also go on to do a lot of damage. He blew up the Iran nuclear deal, withdrew us from the Paris Climate Agreement, slashed access to food stamps, and gave a huge tax cut to corporations. He separated children from their families at the border, suggested curing COVID with bleach or a bright light, summoned an insurrection, and put in three Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe v. Wade and seemed to have no intention of stopping there. But it is true that a lot of his other major policy goals, from ending the Affordable Care Act to getting Mexico to pay for his border wall, remained out of reach. And you think, well, OK, Trump's making big, scary promises, but he did that in 2016 too, and he broke a lot of them. That is true, although he did also go on to do a lot of damage. He blew up the Iran nuclear deal, withdrew us from the Paris Climate Agreement, slashed access to food.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Was there more?
Was that it?
That was it.
Just all ran right. out? Okay.
Okay, well. We ran out of tape.
All right.
Well, that was
kind of quite
weird.
The list, okay. though.
Yes, it is quite the list.
Yeah.
But he has an entire segment on that. So it's a 20-minute segment on Project 2025. So you check it out online. Just go to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver and definitely listen to it. Everybody should know about Project 2025.
Yeah.
They should.
I mean, well, that's still, that's what they're basing everything beyond the convention and beyond the election.
Right.
They're going to push that all the way.
Well, I got a few other cuts.
Get elected.
That I'm tracking down on that. I've got a few things lined up. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing here is that Project 2025 is getting the focus from the Biden administration, their campaign. They're putting stuff out on this.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to see that they're on top of it. I don't know how well people are receiving it or even understanding it. You know, the Heritage Foundation, certainly, they're out there promoting it.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting. Debate night is Thursday night. We'll see if Project 2025 comes up during the debate between Biden and the Trumpster. But
boy, I hope it does.
You know, they're not allowed to bring notes onto the lectern. It's all just off the top of their heads.
Well, the thing is, during the Trump rallies, Trump is bringing up issues from Project 2025.
Right.
So he's getting the message. I think he's banking on it so he can play more golf, have the Heritage Foundation and all their people in the administration carry out what they want to do. We got this great text here. Mm. And this is all starting before Trump becomes the next president, they think.
Yeah.
San Antonio, U.S. Representative Chip Roy says he wants to ethnic cleanse white progressives.
Whoa.
Yeah. He told the San Antonio Courant, tell you what, I do want to ethnic cleanse by deporting white progressive Democrats with a special bonus for rich ones with an Ivy League degree, Chip Roy says. I really do not like those people.
Boy.
Wow, I guess not.
Ethnic cleanse.
I guess not.
White progressives.
Yeah, so this is starting even before
it just never ends.
May take power.
You're right. Yeah, they're throwing it all out there.
Yeah, they are. And, of course, they're going to contest the election if Trump does lose anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we may never actually have a change of power or at least a continuation of Biden's presidency.
It's, it's frightening, actually,
or
that they're setting it up.
Yeah,
he'll probably
stay in office no matter what at that point because it's contested.
Well,
so Biden might get a few extra months in. I hope. Wow, ethnic cleanse?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's scary talk.
It is. It is.
Okay.
That's you at your ping pong table. This is eggplant, Gordy.
I guess the eggplant has become the official symbol of the John and Gordy show, whether we like it or not. Because people just cannot stop sending us eggplant.
I know. It's because I made a comparison. I thought cucumbers were better emojis than an eggplant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I still think I'm right.
Hey, join us tomorrow. We'll be live at Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, Johnson, and State. We'll be there from 6 to 8 a.m. We hope you stop by.
And we'll continue getting our AI theme.
Have a great day.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the overnight storms. Hopefully everyone is okay. Then we're going to talk to Eitan Levine about his quest to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Join us.
Matt and Air on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your next project at Menards. Save time with a fresh coat in one coat. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technologies. And with Dutch Boy's easy-opening, smooth-pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.